This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've studied what James said about transforming the tongue so it will consistently be used to enrich and bless others and bring honor and glory to God. In conclusion, listen to the warning given in James 1:26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. We saw that to keep a tight rein on your tongue requires you to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. Since, as Jesus said, the tongue expresses what comes from the heart, it is necessary to surrender heart control to the Holy Spirit first. Once you've committed yourself and the members of your body to the Lord, you'll find it wise to keep the instructions in James 1:19 in mind at all times. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Being a good listener means you don't jump to conclusions before the person you're listening to finishes what they're saying. You might want to ask questions for clarification. It might even be wise to say back to them what you understand they were saying to be sure you heard them correctly. Once you've clearly heard, be careful how you respond. Be slow to speak. Timing is important. Pray for what the prophet Isaiah called an instructed tongue. And there is one further caution. Check your attitude. Be slow to become angry. Words spoken out of anger are often the words you wish you could take back. If you keep in mind what James said about the tongue, you will speak powerfully for good and for the glory of God.